Firefighters faced a monumental challenge early Tuesday morning as they battled a major structure fire in Orillia's downtown core amid frigid temperatures. The blaze at 75 Mississauga Street, a 130-year-old heritage building, required the combined efforts of 46 firefighters from Orillia and neighboring communities, officials say. Orillia Fire Chief Chris Ferry described the intense coordination necessary to combat the blaze. "When fires are of this size, we need help from other departments," he explained. "When our equipment is taxed, we can call in mutual aid to help us out." Crews from Rama, Ramara, Severn and Oro Medant provided crucial support, bringing aerial trucks, pumper trucks, and a mobile air filling unit to the scene. The additional aerial units were vital in extinguishing the fire through the roof after it had collapsed. With temperatures plunging to minus 27 degrees Celsius with the wind chill, firefighters contended with freezing water, icy equipment, and frostbite. "We had to rotate our crews more frequently because the water we were using was freezing on the firefighters and the equipment," Ferry said. A couple of firefighters reported frostbite, but we addressed that with first aid. To provide relief, the city deployed transit buses where firefighters could warm up. Local restaurants and the Salvation Army also stepped in, offering hot drinks and food. "The freezing temperatures left everything coated in ice, creating an almost apocalyptic scene. Fire trucks and ladders became encrusted in ice, requiring a steamer unit to melt the ice. Our aerial truck was operational for 24 hours, but it froze as well," Ferry said. "We had to take it back to the station to dry out." Nearby trees and traffic lights were also covered in thick ice, with falling branches posing an additional hazard to firefighters. The age and construction of the 130-year-old landmark building also presented unique challenges, said Ferry. "The type of construction used 130 years ago makes fighting fires very difficult," he said. Initially, firefighters launched an offensive attack, entering the building to combat the flames. However, as the fire intensified and the roof began to collapse, crews shifted to a defensive strategy, battling the blaze from the outside, Ferry told Orillia Matters. As of Wednesday morning, the fire continued to smolder, and crews are expected to remain on site until Thursday evening. An aerial truck was still being used to extinguish hot spots from above. "We're awaiting word from engineers and building inspectors for the next steps," Ferry said, noting the area remains closed to the public. He estimated the damages at $4 million, making this the largest fire Orillia has experienced in several years. "This has been one of the most challenging fires we've faced, especially given the extreme cold," Ferry said. Residents are urged to avoid the area as officials work to assess the structural integrity of the building and fully extinguish the fire.